Hello and welcome to the Best Personal Yoga Podcast. This is the show for caregivers and busy yoga professionals, all about moving and breathing and creating a lifetime practice of personal yoga. And on this show, we ask, have you ever struggled with getting to feel calm? Are your days frantic? Well, that's exactly what we're going to help you with on the Best Personal Yoga Show, where you'll learn how to include 10 minutes of your best personal yoga breaths. This is the Best Personal Yoga Podcast with your host, Carolina Herrera Flores.
Hey, personal yogis, this is Carolina Herrera Flores. I am bringing you today another amazing episode for the Best Personal Yoga Podcast. Here we learn more about our 10 minutes and what other things we can incorporate. It does not need to be yoga. This is 10 minutes that you can take to learn anything about anything. And today I am bringing you Donna Ricardo. She is the speaking power specialist. Donna is naturally introverted and was once so terrified of people that she couldn't even look someone in the eye and talk to them at the same time. She likes to say public speaking is the most extroverted thing an introverted person can do, and that anything extroverted you observe in her has been learned. Her original career for many years was as a hairdresser and trainer in high-end salons in New York City. She was so afraid of people, she says, it was divine intervention that led her here, because there was no earthly reason she ever would have done that. After many years of being in the professional beauty industry, she moved on and became a trainer in global personal growth and development company for over 16 years. Donna is a trained NLP practitioner. NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and it is a fancy way of saying learning the language of your mind, which translates into how you talk to yourself and others. She is also an 11-year veteran of Toastmasters, an organization known for public speaking. She has earned the highest award of Distinguished Toastmaster. She is also a current active member of the National Speakers Association. Donna Ricardo offers public speaking programs and coaching through her company, Red Stiletto. Get to the point. Welcome, Donna. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Carolina. How are you?
Good. Super excited to have you here on our show. So we want to learn a little bit else about you. I did a pretty good intro on you, but what else can you tell us about yourself?
Well, what kinds of things would you like to know?
What do you think about personal yoga?
About yoga? Oh, I love it. I've done quite a bit of it in my life, and I think it just like saved my whole body from what happened from doing hair for many years. It's very hard on the body, and it got so bad at one point when I also was, I had begun ballroom dancing, and I was doing hair all day long. I was dancing for several hours in the evening, like 5 days a week, in heels on the wood floor, and that combination of standing all day and doing that dancing at night like that just beat my body up. And it got so bad, I had to stop doing hair. And I started teaching and training because I didn't have to stand up all day long to do that. It hurt so much in my feet, I couldn't push the car pedals. And I started doing a lot of yoga. I mean, it was so bad, I couldn't even walk for 10 minutes without something hurting a lot, or I couldn't really run for like maybe 2 blocks, maybe. And that was when I was around my very early 30s. So wow. Yoga kind of saved my body.
Yeah. So we interview authors and celebrities in this podcast. We call you superstars. Oh. And it takes quite a bit to be a superstar. What does it feel to be one?
Well, really, like, nothing's handled. You know, it's not like I've arrived. It's really ongoing and paying attention to what's happening. And it's really never ending. You're just always doing my best and not stepping over anything.
Yeah. So you talk about being focused and not being able, you know, not getting lazy and not taking anything for granted or let anything slide. Tell us a little bit more about that. How do you keep focused?
Well, some days are better than others. And sometimes, you know, it's really the yoga. Maybe I don't start out feeling that way, but maybe I meditate or do a little yoga to just, you know, get a grip and plan my day and stick to that as best I can. I have my list of the things I know I need to take care of to keep things on track. And I just organize it and put it in my schedule and try to do, you know, my best to keep things going the way I plan it.
Yeah. So being the specialist of public speaking, do you consider a type of yoga exercise before speaking?
I don't really. I mean, I will do, maybe you could call it yoga, like some breathing ahead of time, really grounding in my body, feel my feet on the floor, you know, get connected to my breath and get in my body. So if I, you know, if you, I guess that's a yoga of sorts.
Yeah. So that neuro-linguistic specialty program that you have connects those two, right? You have to be able to connect with your mind to be able to speak your mind and seem genuine about it. So that is an awesome takeaway that we take here from you. Is there anything new, anything exciting that you are adding to your routines?
Well, let's see. A couple of months ago, I started doing an exercise class called Pure Barre. I've since renamed it Pure Torture, but it's, you know, I like going to classes because they, you know, in this case, I have to reserve it. I have to show up at a certain time. And even if I don't feel like it, which is most of the time, I get up and go anyway. And I like, you know, that I'm getting results from it. So that's all really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, I've actually never tried Pure Barre, but I've heard it's pretty intense and super excited to maybe try it one day.
Yeah.
What is your unique skill at teaching public speaking? Would you say you focus on a specific area of being able to teach an introverted to be extroverted? Do you do some of that?
Well, I don't know if you can teach somebody introverted to be extroverted, but you can certainly teach them to express themselves, right? To be as much of themselves as possible, because in the end, I'm introverted and I'm, you know, probably always going to be happiest under the bed with the cat and just come out to get fed and petted, right? But I know I can't live life like that. And I really like to work with people to help them get in touch with what's important to them, why do they do what they do, and really address their speaking from their being, from inside themselves. Because the other things I work with are, you know, the mechanics, like what do they do? How do I, you know, where do I look at people? How do I walk in front of the room? What do I do with my hands? That kind of thing. that's mechanics, right? And you can really teach that to anybody. How to dress is another one. Like, your image is really important because people are looking at you the whole time. And so you don't want to do anything distracting. But I think the big thing, and I got this from working in the personal development company, is really who they are. It's like who they have to communicate from, who they are, and not try to be someone else or do it somebody else's way. And I think that makes me a little bit unique.
Nice. So can you tell us about an example of an extroverted technique that you learned?
Well, this is a simple one, but it's so funny because a lot of people, when they're introverted and they try to speak, this is what they deal with. Talk louder. It just doesn't seem like a good idea when you're introverted. It feels invasive to your own self, but talk louder.
Right.
Stand still.
Very, very good. Awesome. I know some of this work that you do as an entrepreneur and as a superstar, it can get daunting on some days and can get really hard. And some days it might even feel like the biggest challenge. How do you keep motivated?
Well, I really make sure that I take care of myself, because I don't try to push through. If I'm not feeling terribly motivated on a certain day, I still have my list. I have my things that I do, but I do the things that don't make me feel stressed. I stay motivated, and then I remember and keep in mind who I'm doing it for. Because, you know, the running and the managing and the organizing, the creating of the business is very different than the training of people, which is really why I do the business, right? To help people. So just keeping that in mind and taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm. Very well. So we are here because we're all super busy, and we may be mothers or fathers, or we may be caring for little ones. And sometimes we teach little ones to just stay still for 10 minutes and to be healthy and, you know, to lead the way for them. How would you approach if a 5-year-old came to you and asked you, you know, how to be healthy? What would you say? How would you make it fun for them? How would you entice them to keep the conversation going and really get into it?
Well, I don't have children, and I have spent very, very little time around them. So I don't know if even this will make sense. But what comes to mind is, well, first of all, eat real food. And that was pretty much how I grew up too. I mean, we didn't talk about it. It wasn't a thing like it is now. Because that's all there really was. It was real food. And processed food wasn't quite the thing it is these days. So, but I would say, you know, for now, you know, eat real food and try to make it fun. Like, how can you make eating a banana fun? Or, you know, I don't know, maybe make things in shapes. Maybe, you know, I don't know, you have organic pancakes and the, you know, organic ingredients, and, you know, but they make them into like a smiley face or something. You know, I don't know, just maybe try to make real food and make it fun and have them, you know, see that it's important to their bodies. And also, if I did have little kids, they'd be seeing me do these things, right? So it would be an example as
well. Yeah, fun that you bring this up. My little one likes to make tomatoes, and she likes to play and calls them hippos.
Right. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very well. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing. Mm-hmm. So you can find more about Donna at www.publicspeakingforentrepreneurs.com/top10 tips to keep your audience hanging on to every word, or DonnaRicardo.com.
Yeah, Carolina, it can just be www.publicspeakingforentrepreneurs.com.
Perfect.
I changed it to make it simpler since I sent that to you.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So Facebook, where can we find you?
Red Stiletto, Get to the Point.
Perfect. And LinkedIn, Donna Ricardo.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about your book.
My book is called Public Speaking for Entrepreneurs, How to Show Up, Speak Up, and Get What You Want for Yourself and for Your Business and Your Life. And so, you know, I think the reason that entrepreneurs, for the most part, as far as I can tell, we go into business for ourselves and become entrepreneurs because we want a certain life or certain lifestyle. And so that, you know, I say that speaking is a very powerful way to get more visibility, get seen, heard, and known as an expert in your field. And it leads to more leads, it leads to more business. And so the book is all about all the different things that an entrepreneur needs and needs to have their attention on, and, you know, things they need to do to be able to get out there and start speaking. And it could even be small, start small, you know, start small, start locally, you know, do what you can. It builds from there. When people see you speak, they then will sometimes ask, you know, well, I'm in this other group, can you come speak to that group? And that, you know, if you get out there, it happens. And the book walks you through everything that you need. And it also is my course book. So my program is called Show Up, Speak Up, and Get What You Want. And so this is the everything, the details from the course as well, from the program.
Super exciting. Donna, thank you so much for being here with us today. We learned a lot about talking with you so far. We really appreciate your time, and we hope that you've enjoyed our show as well.
Yes, thank you very much, Carolina. This is great.
We'll see you all later. Bye.
Bye.
This is the Best Personal Yoga Podcast with your host, Carolina Herrera Flores, a yogi's guide for caregivers and busy yogi professionals. Talking about the facts of why America should practice yoga to helping you each and every day. Carolina goes through yoga as the most commonly used complementary health practice among adults and does a deep dive and discusses things you have questions and need knowledge about, all while addressing specific health conditions like back pain, arthritis, anxiety, and so much more. Stay tuned. It's the Best Personal Yoga Podcast.